But, yeah, Maury Brown from the Business of Sports Network. Maury, the Lightning getting sold again for the fifth time since 1992. They've dropped as far as team evaluations. Maury, can this team ever make any money?
You know, that's a great question. I think I would look at it this way. You know, the sale went for $170 million, and, you know, there were other pieces to it besides the Lightning. I mean, the St. Pete Times Forum and some real estate, about 5.5 acres, came along with it. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, the prior ownership has been in a state of flux for so many years. You know, I mean, you could go back to Boots Delgaggio and the situation that happened with him. So I think the fact that the team was up for grabs and the fact that this new owner had, you know, a considerable net worth of, I guess it's about $500 million, and that's more than most NHL owners have, I think that that worked out well with Bettman. He's a minority owner in the Boston Red Sox, and they met at the Outdoor Winter Classic. So, you know, I think it was, you know, expedited fairly quickly given how much money he had and the fact that he wanted to make the deal.
Well, you know, those hedge fund managers, they know how to tow away a pretty good buck. But, I mean, like, you know, we almost had the situation in Phoenix. I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I know that there was interest from Canadian buyers who wanted to buy teams like the Coyotes. Was that ever a possibility for the Lightning that a Canadian buyer would have bought it and tried to see if he could move that team out of Tampa Bay to a Canadian city?
Well, I mean, if it was done through the proper channels, you know, which is that the league approves of it, and it's all vetted through the league and it happens, then yeah, I mean, I think you could possibly see that. But the way that the Coyotes deal went down, which was basically, you know, I hate to use this term, but it was a snatch and grab. I mean, you know, Jerry Moyes, and we're going to get into this, you know, he basically claimed bankruptcy and it was all being done to sell to Jim Basile and have it relocate to Hamilton, the Coyotes. You know, it was done completely out of control of the league and it was a big mess. I don't think you're ever going to see that again. I mean, the bankruptcy courts were brought into play. It was a big mess. And the league is going to, they're trying to sue Jerry Moyes right now over the deal.
Yeah, they're trying to sue Jerry Moyes for $61 million and then an additional $8 million for the great one, Wayne Gretzky. They're trying to get, Maury, you know, this is a really complicated situation. Do what you do best. Break it down for us. What's going on in Phoenix?
Well, I mean, so the total is $61.6 million, and $30 million of it, they're claiming the league is paying for breaking the league constitution, which basically says, you know, when you sign into a deal to purchase a team, you're not going to do certain things, and busting the league constitution, which is, you know, hijacking a team and moving it, is you know, the kind of front and center. They're going to ask for, you know, $10 million for aiding and abetting the what they claim to be the fiduciary duty of running the Coyotes. You know, by doing this whole thing, it basically helped drive them into the ground. And then they're looking for, you know, $11.6 million in punitive damages. You know, the whole, you know, how much money the NHL had to pay. You know, it basically, you know, I mean, their league constitution came into, you know, being public, and they didn't like that, and it really kind of painted a black eye for them. And then, you know, like you said, they're going to try and pay back their creditors. In the midst of that part of that thing. And you know, the Gretzky thing is additional. I mean, they may go after that money. It wouldn't surprise me. The whole thing is really sending a huge message to anybody that would ever attempt to do this again. You know, it failed in the bankruptcy court. The bankruptcy court was really smart in saying, look, you know, we're not going to screw with, you know, major league constitutions. It would have overturned the apple cart not only for the NHL, but for any other league that have these territories set up, you know, MLB, NFL, the NBA, they all have them. So it really, I think, is sending a big message. They're going to try and recoup some of this money, and it's going to be really painful for, you know, for the former owner.
Yeah, I found it to be really strange. I mean, do you really think you can get away with selling the team without the NHL noticing? Like, now it's all of a sudden in Hamilton, nobody noticed.
Well, I mean, the big deal about that was that you know, let's be honest. I mean, it hasn't exactly been the bellwether for making money there. I mean, they've been bleeding red. They went to the league. You know, Moyes went to the league for help. The league helped sort of. You know, they tried to assist him in some way. But I mean, basically, at the end of the day, I think he threw his hands up in the air. And Basile has been, you know, the consummate, you know, guy waiting to take advantage of a situation. And he's just, you know. The guy couldn't figure out that if he sat there and bought his time, if he went in as a minority partner and then slowly bought out majority share. Look, the NHL had been looking at Hamilton for a while. You know, and it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me at all that at some point, you know, the Coyotes were to move, if they can't seem to get, if it's Ice Holding or whoever purchases the team, can't get their hands wrapped around how to make it profitable, that eventually they start to move a team up there. Whether it's Hamilton, I don't know. It may be, you know, it may be Winnipeg, you know. I don't know. So we'll have to see. It's going to be something interesting to see, you know, certainly over the next maybe year, maybe longer.
Well, it looks like as if the NHL have their own version of the Montreal Expos. But from the league's perspective, if, you know, if they're having problems with teams trying to sneak franchise sales here, does that kind of affect their image? Because, you know, we knew a couple of years before the lockout, people were complaining or were noting that this league had a whole bunch of teams that weren't making money. Is this just proving the fact? And are we going to see more teams going to be going up for sale?
Well, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, the biggest problem has been that they've just had a bunch of bad deals go down. I mean, you know, the part we were talking about the Lightning. I mean, and we was talking about Buzzogaccio. I mean, there have been guys that have been involved in all kinds of legal wranglings with other dealings, and it's been a black eye for the league. I don't know if you could say that it's because they haven't done their due diligence and done their background checking on potential owners, but you know, those looking to purchase NHL franchises in, you know, in areas where they haven't really been successful for some time, it's difficult to find those owners. And when you do that, you know, I mean, you run the risk of possibly having this kind of situation happen. Now, all that said, you know, the economy hasn't exactly been the greatest, and you know, winning cures all ills. You know, so if the Coyotes continue to win, you know, that may help them. You know, it might. I don't know if it's going to be one of those long-term situations. The Lightning, you know, are fighting for a playoff spot. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that works. It wouldn't surprise me to see some sales. It wouldn't surprise me to see somebody like this Vinnick guy come along and say, hey, you know, maybe there's an advantage at a depressed rate right now. I might be able to turn this around and make a marginal profit on team sales and keep them where they're at. But the league seems pretty solid and pretty, you know, determined to keep these clubs that are struggling in place without moving everything, you know, north of the border into Canada right now.
Of course, we're talking to Maury Brown of the Business of Sports Network, Biz of Hockey. You can check it out. Maury, Phoenix went out and they made a bunch of deals at the deadline. And understandably, since the NHL owns the team, some of the owners are kind of upset. I mean, what's your thoughts on them really going out and getting a couple players trying to make a cup run? Is that within the playing grounds, or were they out of bounds in doing that?
Well, you know, this is a great question. It is difficult. I mean, you know, you have a situation here to where you don't want to make the club that's owned by the league look completely frozen. It sends a poor message to those that are potentially buying them. I mean, you have to try and make the team competitive. It's a catch-22, right? I mean, you want the team to be competitive. You want to, that way it increases their value. At the same time, you know, the other owners are paying for it. So it doesn't surprise me that these guys are going to make a stink. You know, whether it's revenue sharing in other leagues where, you know, big market teams have basically funding, you know, the bottom feeders, it is one of those things that's always going to be a bone of contention. So this doesn't, it didn't surprise me at all.
Well, Maury, you know, it's been great to have you on. Before we let you go, we got to get your thoughts on the 2014 Olympics. First of all, should it happen with the NHL players playing in the 2014? And second of all, can it happen?
Well, I mean, it's one of those issues to where it puts pressure on the NHL to make it happen. I think they clearly saw, or they believe, that all the interest that came out of the Olympics, especially through a USA-Canada gold game, really increased the profile of the NHL, and they're really hoping to slingshot off of that. And so I think in that sense, the league probably is sitting there right now leaning toward yes, that you could see that happening. It's a very, very risky issue for owners and for general managers that are, you know, have the potential of having your players get hurt. And it also, you know, hurts those teams that are, you know, of course, you know, in the midst of playoff runs. So, you know, it's difficult in the sense that the league overlaps the Olympics and, you know, you got that situation going on. It's why there's no baseball in the Olympics right now. MLB has said we're not going to let players go over and play in the Olympics, their star players at least. And that's why you don't have baseball in the Olympics right now.
Well, you know, personally, I see it from the fans' view, and I think that everyone wants to see it. Well, you know what, Maury? It's been great to have you on. Businessofsportsnetwork.com or bizofhockey.com, more specifically. Thanks a lot, Maury.
Hey, thanks for having me anytime.
Awesome.
Maury Brown?
Maury Brown. Nobody knows more about the business of sports than Maury Brown. I'm going to throw it out there right now.
I know you make some contributions to the business sports network.
I do. If you go,
I read your story on the Lightning sale, which...
I wrote the thing up. Yeah, I did a little research on the Lightning are actually worth.
I think the next thing you should write, down the possibility of Phoenix playing in the Dominican Republic or Puerto Rico, or see if they'll play an outdoor game out there.
Yeah, sure. No, yeah. Anywhere in South America would be good. What they should really do is start dealing NHL teams to drug lords. Yeah. Is what they should start. They might as well start doing that kind of thing.
Not just drug lords, but rather the cartel.
Cartel. Well, yeah, it's got to be the whole cartel, so everybody makes money. Because first you get the money, then you get the power,
and then you get
the women. So that's why NHL franchises should most definitely. Yeah, I know. Let's never try to bring up Scarface ever on the show.
We're never bringing up another Brian De Palma film again.
Honestly, Maury is the best in the business when it comes to knowing the business of sports. And we really try.
We really try here to cover
all aspects of the game, because I know that a lot of people have problems with those NHL franchises in the South, especially people up here who are going, what? Tampa who? Florida who? All those teams are struggling, and it's kind of sad to see, because that's Bettman's baby, as we've called it before.
Well, at least the Sabres don't have to worry about that. I mean, with a solid fan base, it's for the smallest market, it has one of the strongest fan bases in the entire league. So that will pretty much wrap it up for us here on this Saturday. Of course, you can always follow us on BlueLineShow.com. Or email us at BlueLineShow@gmail.com. Not to mention, you can always follow Matt on his Twitter account.
And also, our friend Timo Seppa, who stopped by for a second, he's on Twitter at Timo Seppa. And Maury Brown is on Twitter at BizBallMaury. A great, great guy to follow.
Well, for wrapping it up, for Matt, Seth, and Justine filling in for Aaron. Aaron, hopefully you get better soon. We want to see you back next Saturday on the Blue Line on Sports Radio 950 ESPN.